zero TR. And zero TR, WUTT.
Well, I'm glad the report hasn't fallen apart yet. You're full quieting, Rusty. Did those directions work out for you?
Yep, after I got turned around, got back where I needed to be, not a problem. I hit 14 and just come on up through. And right through town to where it hits 290 and made the left on 290. And now I'm over here in front of Burns High School. So I've made my way getting closer to home.
Yeah, you have to go to the second stop sign there. If you'd have kept going straight, you'd have just wheeled around and come back to 101 down there near the fire department. So no big deal if you hadn't caught it, but I didn't know you meant you was going to turn on that McElhaney. You got to go up to Highway 14.
Now, so that tells me a few other things. So anyway, those are sections of road I haven't been on in years. I mean, it's probably been 20 years since I've taken 14 all the way up to Landrum.
Or at any rush hour, 14's better than 101. They get backed up down here now with those new additions. So that's why I tried to send you down the right one. Or else you could have just turned there when you got to Wade Hampton, turned left, and you'd have been heading towards Spartanburg.
I got over here on 290 because I need to come by this way over here to pick something up. And that worked out, so I'll be going by where I need to go, so... Anyway, and worked out. And yeah, I'll tell you what, I was the third car in line there where the road made contact with 14, and the first person in line was trying to make a left turn. And I don't know, she almost didn't get out of there.
And sometimes you get elderly people and they're scared to death to pull out. That church is just down the road there on the left, and they actually have a police officer or a sheriff's department come up there on Sunday, because that's a hill coming up towards you right there at that intersection. And then there's another street about 100 feet over that turns back to the east. And sometimes they'll come out of there and turn towards you, sitting at the stop sign. So you have to have your head in the right place.
Noticing that, because the traffic coming up from down in front of the church was not as bad as the traffic going down towards the church and out that way. Traffic coming out of Greer, headed out 14, it was about bumper to bumper there for a while. And it was moving, but still, that was a lot of traffic coming out of town there.
Some of that is from BMW out there, Rusty, or other plants when they're going 3 to 11 or 4 to 12 and they're buzzing right along and heading towards home, you know. So, yeah, you do get some traffic there. Coming out of that dollar store there is a real bummer, whether you're going left or right. You got to have your heads up, and right there at that T by Willis's, they've made that real nice now. They made a turn lane in it. But overall, I think you went the best way. Once you get to going, you go down past the Lakeview Steakhouse, which is a real good place to eat, and you get to see the water coming over the dam, and it's a pretty drive.
Here you go, one of the clubs I belong to, we had a dinner at Lakeview Steakhouse and camping club I was with. We had a meeting, and we had our meeting there at Lakeview. We had about 25 or 30 people there that time, and also it was a good deal, and we had it anyway and it worked out, and I enjoyed, Ruth and I both enjoyed the meal there that night, so it works out and everything else here. Well, I'm across 85, so now I'm on my side of 85, so I can make a little bit better moving along here, because this is traffic is coming the other way at me, so I'm moving away from it, and also it'll work out. Anyway, and I gotta stop up here and pick something up when I get up the road here, because I forgot to get it earlier, and I gotta get it now, because I will need it for in the morning. And anyway, I'm going by the Cracker Barrel over here, so it tells you where I am over here on 290.
Well, I wish you could have stayed for supper. That's what we call it. Some people call it dinner. And you missed out on Bernice's homemade lasagna and homemade bread. And she just made two loaves of, what do you call that, Bernice? Fruitcake. Homemade fruitcake, not that bought and stuff. And they are beautiful. So we're going to take it down. Means you didn't stay. I'm going to haul it down to the daughters, and that'll make them supper for tonight.
Do that. It worked out all right there. So anyway, well, I'm about down here to where I got to jump off real quick and run into this place and pick this up. So I'll catch up to you later. You and Bernice have a good rest of the evening, and I'll talk to you later. W2T Mobile.
Okay, Rusty. Glad to be of help. Enjoyed it. Sorry I couldn't be more help, but we got her done. W2T and 0TR 73s, and I'm clear.